A seizure is the result of abnormal electrical activity in the brain, leading to temporary and involuntary changes in body movement, function, sensation, awareness, or behavior. Signs and symptoms of a seizure may include loss of consciousness, convulsions or uncontrolled movements of the entire body caused by contraction of the muscles, focal movements of a part of the body, vocalizations, and staring. When you recognize that a person is having a seizure, activate the EAP and instruct someone to call 911 and get the equipment. You may not need to call 911 if the person has a chronic seizure disorder and has specifically given you instructions not to call EMS for every seizure. However, you should always call 911 for a seizure if the seizure lasts for more than 5 minutes or the person has multiple seizures in a row, the person was injured as a result of the seizure, the person is unresponsive and not breathing or only gasping after the seizure, or the seizure took place in the water. If you are unsure whether the seizure is life-threatening, call 911 and let EMS make the decision about whether further care is needed. When a seizure occurs on land, remove nearby objects that could cause injury and monitor the person until the seizing stops. Turn the person onto their side into a recovery position if it is possible to do so without injury to them or you. Most seizures only last a few minutes, and the person usually recovers fully without any complications. After the seizure ends, perform a rapid assessment and a secondary assessment and provide care according to your level of training. If the person is unresponsive and breathing, or responsive but not fully awake after the seizure, maintain the person in the recovery position. Then, stay with the person until they are fully recovered and aware of their surroundings, or until EMS professionals arrive and begin their care. If the person is not breathing or only gasping and has no pulse, begin CPR immediately and use an AED as soon as possible. If a person has a seizure in the water, ensure that EMS has been called. Support the person with their head above water until the seizure ends, and assist them from the water as soon as possible after the seizure. Perform a rapid assessment and a secondary assessment, and provide care according to your level of training.